Since moving his family to Pasadena in 1976, Brother D. Bowman has delivered an annual State of the Church address at this time each year. In fact, that was Melissa and I's first taste of Southside when we moved here. Our first Sunday was January 4th, 1998. I was just starting in the preacher training program, and it so happened that that Sunday was the State of the Church address. This sermon each year was always highly anticipated, filled both with reminders of where we've been and exhortations of where we need to go. Unfortunately, Brother Bowman's health does not permit him to give such an address this year. But I hope that you will privately express your appreciation to him for this valuable service to this congregation through the years. He continues to storm our will through his written words. And he who has made his living through the gospel for over 50 years is rightly still supported by the gospel. And I know you appreciate he and Norma and their work as well. This morning, the elders have tasked me with the privilege of introducing our new theme for 2021. This is something this congregation has done annually, sometimes biannually, and is never meant to exclude part of the scriptures or the work of the church, but to focus our attention on a specific area that needs our attention for that year. That is certainly the case with what the elders have decided for 2021. Like most of the predecessors, this year's plan comes directly from a verse of Scripture. And I'd like for you to turn and read that with me at this time. It's found in Nehemiah chapter 2, Nehemiah the second chapter. This is a point of Bible history where the captives have returned from Babylonian exile. They've come to Jerusalem first under the direction of Zerubbabel to build the temple, and then years later by Ezra to restore the law. But in Nehemiah's time, he hears the report that the city walls and gates of Jerusalem are still in disrepair. It would be like you seeing a home that had not been taken care of, and the grass is overgrown, and the landscaping is all over the place, and the house itself looks like it's about to fall down. That reflects on the owner. Well, Jerusalem was the city of God, and they were in reproach and shame. And Nehemiah immediately resigned his position as cupbearer to the king and went to Jerusalem to survey the damage. He then called the leaders of God's people together and said to them in chapter 2, verse 17, "You see the bad situation we are in, that Jerusalem is desolate and its gates burned by fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach." And I told them how the hand of my God had been favorable to me, and also about the king's words which he had spoken to me. Then they said, "Let us arise and build." So they put their hands to the good work. I'm pleased to introduce our theme for this year: Let us arise and build. Once again, we're thankful to Brendan Mangrum for the artwork. Although this year, you should know that this is a collaborative effort of Brendan and Sydney Mangrum, and we're indebted to them because it helps us to focus on what we want to do this year. Now, we understand that the work of the church begins with the individual. And this has been a focus of previous plans. If you look back, you will see, for instance, 2013, as for me in my house. 2014, each day I'll do. 2015, seek ye first. It begins with the individual. But can you think of a year where it is most necessary for us as individuals to say together, let us? I want you to see that that was a statement that came from the people. Nehemiah told them the situation, and what did they say? Let us rise up and build. To me, that statement, rise up and build, involves two things, and they are things that depend on each other. For instance, we will not do anything until we first make the decision, till we determine, I'm going to rise up. We're not going to accomplish anything. And that will take each person making that decision. But it's not just a decision we are after. It's not just the realization, yes, we need to do something. Then it's getting into the work. It's rising up and building. Well, what will that involve in 2021? When you say, let us rise up, that implies that you've come through something, or you're in a situation, or you need to do something. For instance, sometimes you rise up from challenges. Would I get any argument this morning if I were to just say that 2020 was a challenging year? Anybody dispute that? Now, for us as a church, as you recall, it didn't start out that way. We had at the beginning of 2020, in my memory, one of the most peaceful processes I've ever been a part of, appointing additional elders. And our people are to be commended for that, for the way you went about that, looking at the qualifications and submitting the names to the elders. And we were able, on March 15th, to appoint four additional shepherds at Southside: Greg Byers, Mark Ellis, Steve Ferguson, and Dub Simpson. And that was the very last Sunday of 2020 that we were all together and able to meet as one. Then the challenges began. 2020 was a year of health challenges. That was why, for a period, we had to worship from home. And once again, our elders provided the leadership to continue to feed the flock. And we had recorded services that we could worship with, and then we had Zoom meetings, and our teachers teaching young children over Zoom. Talk about challenges. And we've had Bible classes that were canceled, and we had the lectures and vacation Bible school that we couldn't do. These were all challenges brought on by this health crisis. And we've got to rise up. We've got to rise up from these challenges and decide how we're going to proceed. 2020 was a year of financial challenges. Once again, you're to be commended for the way you rose up from that. In addition to the local evangelism here at Southside, we send partial support to 24 preachers in the United States and other parts of the world. And in a year of a financial challenge, not only did we not have to withdraw any of this support sent to 24 preachers, in some cases it was increased because you decided, let us rise up. We're going to continue to give to the Lord. He has continued to bless us. We're still going to express our thanks and worship through our finances. 2020 was a year of political challenges. And again, got to rise up. We've got to see, as Nehemiah said when he gathered the leaders, let me tell you what the Lord has done, how the Lord has been with me. Because we still see him enthroned from heaven. So yes, there will be challenges in 2021. Let us rise up. Let us make the decision that these challenges will not overcome the work we have decided to do. When you rise up, there's also a rising up from opposition. Did you know that the devil wants us to fail? He wants our work to fail. And so he's going to use everything in his power, every tool at his disposal to oppose what we want to do. Well, Nehemiah had that in his day too. Continue the reading in verse 19. You would think that after they said, let us rise up and build, and they put their hands to the good work, they all lived happily ever after, right? But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official and Geshem the Arab heard it, they mocked us and despised us and said, what is this thing you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king? So I answered them and said to them, the God of heaven will give us success. Therefore we, his servants, will arise and build. But you have no portion, right, or memorial in Jerusalem. That must be our attitude as well. We're going to have opposition. And we're going to put our trust in God. He will give us success. He is stronger than our enemy. He will give us the courage, as we sang this morning, to rise up and build. When you think rising up, you also rise up from failure. Did anyone this morning do everything perfectly in 2020? Everything turn out exactly the way you wanted it? We fail. But we cannot let failure defeat us. Look what Solomon said in Proverbs 24 and verse 16. A righteous man falls 7 times. But when he falls, does he stay down? Does he give up? No, he falls 7 times and rises again. Well, how does he do that? Because the God of heaven is a gracious God. He forgives us. He restores us, so we rise up again. It is not falling down that makes you a failure. Staying down. There was a time when Nehemiah was preaching to the people and Ezra reading the book of the law, and they became so overcome by their sin that they were weeping. You know what he said to them in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10? Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's what's going to help us rise again from failure, to want to experience the joy of the Lord, the joy of being forgiven, the joy of being saved, the joy of working in his kingdom. Let us rise up. Even at times when we're going to fail this year, let us rise up. But then there is a fourth thing, and that is rising up in the sense of elevating. You're rising to a new level. You're taking things from where they are, and you're growing and advancing. That's what we want to do this year. You think of, for instance, our theme of 2020, love one another. When Jesus gave that commandment to the disciples in John chapter 13, you know what he said? He said, you need to raise that to a new level. Now, he said, I'm giving you a new commandment. The commandment was not new to love one another. You look through the old law, that was one of the tent poles that Jesus said summed up all the law and the prophets. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's not new. The newness was Jesus, love one another as I have loved you. As I, the Master, just washed your feet, take your game to the next level. Don't just say the words. Put it into practice. So we want to rise up and build on what we did in 2020. We want to rise up in elevation so that we can build. Rise up and build. When you think of building, you might think of these things. When you build on something. You have a foundation, and then you build on top of that. It's important for us to realize that these plans, year after year, are not something new. They are rooted in the principles of God's Word. Most of the time, taken from the Scripture itself. 2019, come to Jesus. 2018, be ye steadfast. 2017, sanctify Christ as Lord. 2016, add to your faith. We're not inventing something here that's never been done. We're just building on the foundation of the Word of God. We're building on that which has already been laid. You ever thought that Jesus himself was a builder? For 30 years, he learned the craft of carpentry, and he built things with his hands from wood and stone. He built tables and chairs. In Matthew chapter 16, he told Peter, I will build my church. A church that was built with his blood. But notice that he said he was going to build this upon a rock. What was the rock? The words that Peter had just confessed, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And that was the foundation of his church. We want to build on the right foundation this year. Jesus was not only a builder, he himself was a cornerstone, the chief cornerstone. When in New Testament times, that was the stone upon which every other stone in the foundation was measured. It's the key piece. And so Jesus will be the foundation of our building. We're going to build on a foundation of which no greater can be laid. Christ Jesus our Lord. Keep your place here, but look to Matthew chapter 7. And notice how Jesus concluded his Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 7, after he had told them about his kingdom, the kind of attitudes they should have and the conduct they should have, the things they should do, the way they should serve, here's how he brought it to a conclusion in verse 24. Matthew 7 and 24, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house. And yet it did not fall, for it had been founded upon the rock. We make no apology here for preaching and teaching book, chapter, and verse. It's the foundation of our work. And let me tell you, all other ground is sinking sand. If we're not building upon the rock, whatever we build will not stand. And so we're going to build on, but we're going to build on the right foundation. We're going to continue to teach and preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. When you think of building, you think of building up. You start on the foundation and then you build up. And that is the work of the church. It's what we're supposed to accomplish. The word build up or edify is spoken of in context of the local church. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 3, there's a time to tear down and a time to build up. Well, for 2021, it's going to be a time to build up. Think of it this way. Each of us, each member of this congregation is going to be a building block. We're going to start with the foundation, and then each of us is going to find our place as a living stone. And there will be times when I'm going to need to lean and depend on you. And so you be strong, and you be there. And I pledge to you this morning for the times when you need to lean on me and be supported by me, that I want to be there for you. Because we're going to build up. 2020 was discouraging. All those things that we had on last year's bookmark, most of them canceled. Now's the time to build up. We want to support and protect and defend our brethren. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Where this very word is used twice in this context by Paul. Ephesians chapter 4, a chapter, as you know, that begins with the foundation. Unity because of one Lord and one faith and one baptism, one God and Father of all. But notice in verse 11, he said, "And he gave some as apostles and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects into Him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together by that which every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love." You know why God gave the local church? So that you could be built up. You ever notice when somebody's in the hospital and the report is not very good? Sometimes we say it this way, his organs, plural, are shutting down. Why? Well, when this part of the body stops working, it affects another part of the body. And then that affects another part of the body. When you're not doing your part, The whole body suffers. Let us rise up and build up. God doesn't want us to be children spiritually. He doesn't want us to remain at a level of faith that is not mature. He wants us to be built up so we'll grow up. So we'll become more like His Son, Jesus. And the whole body being fitted together and being built up will accomplish what He wants in each one of us. Let us rise up and build. But we want to build up. Time has passed for us to be discouraged. It's time to be built up. When you think of building, you might think of expanding. You build out. You don't want to stay at the same level, same place. You want to build out. You want to build something that looks to the future. One of the things we were not able to do in 2020 that the elders had planned was after we had appointed additional shepherds, they had in mind we would go right into appointing some additional deacons. It's hard to do that when you're not all together. And so in 2021, that's one of the ways we want to build out. We want to take those qualifications that are given in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and look out among us for those who can be servants or ministers or deacons, all that Greek word meaning all those things. We want to build out. But this is also a building that looks outside of our family to those who need the gospel, to those who are lost. And so we want to build in such a way that we will bring them into God's family and take the gospel of Jesus Christ to them. In 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, Paul addresses what was going on at Corinth, which was more or less a struggle over preachers, people attaching themselves to certain preachers. But I want you to notice the principle from his application in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 at verse 6. I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So he's wanting them to take their focus off the vessel of the preacher and realize it's God who's doing the work. These men are just his instruments. All right, verse 7. So then, neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but God causes the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. Here's what I want you to see from that. When we engage ourselves in sowing the seed of the kingdom, when we plant it in the hearts of men and we cause their hearts to be pricked by the gospel, and maybe someone comes behind us and they water the seed, and this person might come to the assembly and someone comes over and greets them and makes them feel welcome, and all that's involved, and this person eventually obeys the gospel. Here's Paul's point. You're working with God. You're His fellow workers when you do that. He's causing the growth. But as the King James has there, you're His laborers together. We get to work with God in building out, expanding the borders of His kingdom. For He says, you are God's building. You ever thought about how many times the New Testament uses that figure that we are the temple of God? We're what He's constructing. He's building us. He's given us the foundation, and then we're molding ourselves into that which He wants us to be. Because we're building up, we're building out. Let us rise up and build. And finally, when you think of building, you think of building something that's going to last. I was talking to a person this past week. I just met him. We had a connection because we're both Aggies, and so I'd asked him what he studied, and he was an engineer. And that's not anywhere close to what he's doing now. So I said, well, how did you get to your business now? And he said, well, I started thinking about all those buildings I was helping construct. And he said, one day they're going to fall down. Either they'll be demolished or they'll just by time decay. And he said, perhaps the Lord comes, they'll be burned up. So he said, I decided I wanted to invest myself in something that was beyond this life. And that's our work this year when we say, let us rise up and build. We're not talking about building walls like Nehemiah was. We're not talking about a church building. We're talking about building into eternity. We want to build to last. This is illustrated in Abraham, who lived his life dwelling in tents. Think about that. Everywhere he went, he had to pitch this temporary dwelling. But everywhere he went, he built an altar. An altar of stone for worship and sacrifice. The tent, that went away. The altar remained. We, like Abraham, are looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. He's already made for us a home that is eternal. The motivation for our work this year is so that we will ultimately reach this city. Let's recognize that we are involved in a work that has eternal implications. Salvation of souls. You, your family, our brothers and sisters, and the lost. Let's build to last. In Nehemiah chapter 6, in spite of their opposition they had within and challenges without, verse 15, so the wall was completed on the 25th of the month Elul in 52 days. And it came about when all our enemies heard of it and all the nations surrounding us saw it, they lost their confidence. For they recognized that this work had been accomplished with the help of our God. 52 days after years being in disrepair, 52 days, and they finished the project. Think of what we can accomplish with the help of our God over the next 11 months of 2021. And when we have challenges and opposition, when we have setbacks and failure, the joy of the Lord will be our strength. May each member of this congregation be willing to say to our leaders, as they did in Nehemiah's time, let us rise up and build. And then let's put our hands to this good work. Could be this morning that the first decision you make is with regard to your soul. You need to rise up from the bondage of sin and come to Jesus. Come and confess your faith and be baptized. We want to give you that opportunity with this song. We have those who have been visiting with us, and we're certainly glad you're with us. But we're ready for you to come join us. Come join our work this year. We need you. We want you here. It's time to rise up and build. Will you join us? Do it right now while we stand up and while we sing.